From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Ahead of the start of his first NATO meeting, U.S. President Donald Trump told the majority of coalition members they must pay their overdue payments to the coalition, citing the U.S. taxpayers are bearing too much responsibility. Trump also urged the 27 members to join in the fight against the Islamic State.
All people who cherish life must unite in finding, exposing, and removing these killers and extremists. And yes, losers. They are losers. Wherever they exist in our societies, we must drive them out and never, ever let them back in.
Meantime, British Prime Minister Theresa May says she intends to speak with Mr. Trump over U.S. leaks to the media revealing details of the Manchester bombing investigation.
On the issue of the intelligence sharing with the United States of America, we have a special relationship with the USA. It is our deepest defense and security partnership that we have. Of course, that partnership is built on trust. And part of that trust is knowing that intelligence can be shared confidently. And I will be making clear to President Trump today that intelligence that is shared between law enforcement agencies must remain secure.
British Prime Minister Theresa May. China is accusing a U.S. Navy warship of undermining peace and stability in the South China Sea when it sailed near a Chinese-controlled reef in the disputed waterway, a U.S. military spokesman said. American forces operate in the South China Sea on a daily basis and will continue to fly, sail, and operate wherever international law allows. This is VOA News. A moment of silence was held in Manchester Thursday morning for the victims of Monday's suicide bombing following a pop music concert. 8 men are now in custody in connection with the bombing, including 2 men who were arrested by Greater Manchester Police in separate raids early Thursday. Ian Hopkins is Manchester's chief constable.
The arrests have taken place in Manchester, Wigan and Dunedin, and we are now carrying out associated searches in relation to those arrests at a number of addresses. I want to reassure people that the arrests that we have made are significant, and initial searches of premises have revealed items that we believe are very important to the investigation.
The accused suicide bomber's father and brother were arrested by Libyan security forces Wednesday, following the extremist attack that killed 22 people at the Manchester concert arena. Meantime, the British Prime Minister Theresa May announced that Britain's terror threat level will remain at critical. A U.S. congressional candidate in the Midwestern state of Montana charged with assaulting a reporter for British-based newspaper The Guardian. The reporter tweeted Wednesday evening he was body slammed by Republican Greg Gianforte at the candidate's campaign headquarters. The Guardian posted the reporter's audio recording of the incident, which occurred as the reporter was asking Gianforte's reaction to the Congressional Budget Office analysis of the House Republicans' health care bill. Gianforte's campaign said the reporter had bad behavior and was shoving a recorder in the candidate's face and asking badgering questions. Former U.S. President Barack Obama issued a warning Thursday in Germany against the rise of xenophobia and nationalism in parts of the world.
If there are disruptions in these countries, if there's conflict, if there's bad governance, if there's war, if there's poverty, in this new world that we live in, we can't isolate ourselves. We can't hide behind a wall. And I think it's very important for us to see those investments as part of our own well-being as well as to the benefit of us.
Obama's remarks came as he joined German Chancellor Angela Merkel at Berlin's iconic Brandenburg Gate, celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. And Indonesia's president Thursday ordered an investigation into Wednesday's twin suicide bombings that rocked a bus terminal in the capital, Jakarta, killing at least 3 police officers and wounding several other people. It's still not clear who was responsible for the attacks, but authorities say they suspect it was the work of the Islamic State. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.